Okay, everyone, wrapping up the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500 with the winning driver and strategist as well. Just a couple of deep dives on what happened today. There were 649 on-track passes for the Indy 500, most since 2017. 16 leaders, 49 lead changes. Joseph Newgarden led 26 of the 200 laps. Of course, driving the number two Shell Powering Progress Team Penske Chevrolet, now a two-time Indianapolis 500 champion, back-to-back for the first time since Elio Castroneves did it back in 2001 and 2002. And obviously for Team Penske, it is a record-setting 20th win in the 500. So Joseph joins us, as does the strategist in Jonathan Duguid, who joined Team Penske back in 2007. He's worked on the IndyCar programs, IMSA, ALMS programs as well, and now gets to boast that he's an Indy 500 winner as well. So congratulations to both. Joseph, I don't know if you had a time to really stop and think about what happened today, the 12 hours of Indy, but I'm guessing you're glad the race happened today.
I'm so throttled. You have no idea. I don't know that I'm going to be very articulate right now in this moment, but I'm appreciative of this team. This team earned this win the entire month. They've earned it the entire year. You have no idea how much effort's gone into this. It's every individual. That's what Indy exemplifies. It exemplifies the team. And to show it in qualifying, to show it in the race, it's a proud moment for everybody. I'm thankful Jonathan was here. You know, I missed Tim. I missed Luke, but I was just as happy to have Jonathan and Raul. They're just as good. It was different, but they're just as good. And, you know, this team just has no shortage of excellence across the board. I would step in any one of these cars, thankfully. You know, you don't have to be on one program. They're all great. And I think they all contributed to this win. So it was a big team day. Really just appreciative. I enjoyed driving today. You know, that's how I started this year. That's what I wanted to get back to. And very gratifying. Very, very gratifying race to go through with this group.
Easy follow-up for you. The pass outside of turn three, your thoughts as you look back at that?
Yeah, hard to know if it's going to work. I don't think it works unless you're racing someone like Pato. It's not that Pato didn't race me hard. He just raced me clean. And if that move doesn't work unless you're racing someone like that. It just doesn't. It's very easy that doesn't work out. And so I think he's a tremendous champion. You know, he could have easily won the race himself. He was very capable of that with his team. And, you know, for us, it worked out. He drove me excellently. I'm very thankful for him and the way that he drove. And, look, from our side, we left it all on the track. There was nothing that we were going to come home and regret. I definitely felt that way in the final. I'm like, we're gonna put it all on the line. You have to. If you want to win Indy, that's just the way it's got to be, especially nowadays. And it was enough. You know, our car was so fast, and it was pretty good. It was a little hairy at the end. I mean, it just as far as, you know, the trickiness. But we had it all day as far as the commitment and the car and the team, and we laid it all out there in turn three.
Jonathan, for you, heck of a weekend, pit stop challenge, and then the win here today. How'd this happen? Rate this.
Yeah, I mean, like Joseph said, to be able to come in and, you know, this isn't my full-time job, as they say, to be able to come in and represent the team and the amount of work that went into showing up the way we showed up here. I think, you know, I've done Indy probably over 15 times, and this is the smoothest, easiest weekend as far as, you know, preparation. We showed up and the cars were fast out of the box, and when you're in a situation like that, you can start to focus on the details. And like Joseph mentioned, the details are what got it done today. And, you know, I was talking to Raul after the race, and, you know, I said, turned to him and said, Raul, I don't think we made any mistakes today. You know, we might have made, you know, a 50-50 decision one way or the other, but there was no mistakes. And that's what it takes to be in a position like we were at the end. And I think on the final restart, you know, there was an alternate strategy that came to play, and we recycled back in line. And I think I said to Joseph, you know, you're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. It can't really help you out here anymore. And the old-fashioned way is passing on track, and that's what we did. And you know, there are some amazing restarts in addition to the pass on the outside of turn three that everybody on the timing stand stopped looking at the television screens because we didn't know if we were going to come out the other side. And I think the confidence that Joseph had in the car, you know, allows him to do that. And like you said, it was an excellent day on pit road. And, you know, with the help of, you know, Kevin and Mark, the engine support technician, and Mustafa and you know, all the guys, the preparation level for the race and the execution was second to none.
All right, we'll open up for questions. We've got Madeline on this side, Jack on the other. We'll begin here, Madeline, with Bruce Martin. Go ahead, Bruce.
Joseph, for as disjointed as his last year's finish was with the red flags, this year really made more than made up for that, because it was just a straight-out fight all the way to the end. And how satisfied are you to be able to win it like that?
I thought they were both incredibly satisfying. That's what I would say. Very different races, but you know, both hard fought and I think deserved as far as for our team and the effort that was put in, the car that was on track, the execution. I feel very similar about them. Today was another excellent statement of that. You know, just to echo Jonathan again, it's every little detail piece has to. You can't win this race on a whim. It's just rarely happens that way. There's no guarantees when you show up and you're on the grid today, and it's about getting every little detail right. We didn't make mistakes today. We didn't make mistakes last year, and I think the team deserved both of them. So just proud to be a part of it. Really, really proud. You have no idea. I had fun today. I had so much fun working with this team. They did a great job.
20th Indy 500 win for Roger, and once again you get your 30th victory. You get to celebrate that twice. How important are those numbers to you?
They're very important. You know, I think they're important to Roger. You know, it's one of the things that I love about him is his vision to always be moving forward. You know, I think some people, maybe it doesn't work for them, but, you know, you don't have the success and the integrity of someone like Roger Penske without that vision. And I've seen it personally over the last 8 years. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, and the numbers matter. And I know how bad he wanted 20, and I can tell you I really wanted the second one, and this entire group wanted to win today. You know, I think they deserve to win today, and you know, they care about winning these races. You have to. I mean, why do we show up if we don't care about it? You know, we care tremendously, so it means a lot, and you know, glad to get back there.
And also, you were already going to win over $3 million with the victory, but the $440,000 from Borg Warner, I mean, that's a nice little bonus just to be able to have that. More importantly, the accomplishment of going back-to-back since LEO in 01 and 02.
Well, everybody on this team deserves a big bonus after today. This month. Wow. I mean, I'm telling you, it's not, you know, this Indy, you can see the highs and lows of it so easily. You go up and you go down, and we've been down on the speed aspect the last 4 years, and we've been just fighting our way back as a group together, and you know, everybody has earned this one today, all year. It took a long time to get to this point, so yeah, it's cool.
Zach Kiefer.
Joseph, your celebration was identical to last year. In that moment, emotionally, how was it similar to last year, and how did it feel different?
Oh, so similar. I mean, I genuinely mean that. It was very similar. You know, it's kind of, you don't know that you're going to ever win this race. Of course you can dream about it. How could you not, right? Like, I've dreamed about winning this race for years, but you'd never know you're going to win it until you're winning it. And that's like right before the line that you know you're winning it. So it's very spur of the moment, and I just wanted to get back, you know, to do what we did last year and, you know, celebrate with this group so quickly was very gratifying.
Zach.
I guess double barrel question. One, sort of what was like your strategy for navigating the delay? I think everybody expected there would be one, but just didn't know where it would fall. Kind of what were you doing? Did you rest? Did you, you know, just kind of take a nap or anything like that?
Yeah, it's pretty straight. I'll let Jonathan answer this one because it's pretty straightforward from my side. I actually didn't really talk to these guys much, so I'd be interested to hear his perspective on what the team was doing, but I was pretty low-key. I was just waiting basically for Jonathan to text me to say, like, hey, we're about to go.
Yeah, because the name of the text group was Indy 500 Domination, right? So, you know, so we did have a text group started on that. And, you know, to be honest, I think the communication about the weather delay was pretty clear. And, you know, they had a hard and fast line in the sand for time-wise. And so, you know, we knew there was plenty of time to get a full distance race in. And so we just executed the race plan that we had talked about on Saturday.
And then I guess the second question is, is anything different when you're racing here later in the day? That's a lot later than you guys would normally have the car out there, whether it's temperature, whether it's, you know, shadows and light, whatever it was. Did anything feel different?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, conditions are drastically different. We were talking all day, Jonathan and I, about it, and he was keeping me up to date on track temp and ambient, and it really started to change the last 50 laps. It stayed pretty, I would say, stable up to that point, at least from my side, and then I could really tell a difference, you know, 50 to go. It started rapidly cooling, mostly the track itself, and that brought a different balance. It actually brought a a trickier balance to drive, and I think just helped everybody gain a lot more grip. So it just made the battle even more fierce at the end because, you know, no one's really fading within a tire run. Everyone's just, you know, able to push flat out and stay pretty close. So that's a difference to what, you know, a full daytime hot race would be.
Jenna.
Joseph, when they handed you the bottle of milk, you took a couple big swigs, and then you reached for the phone, you FaceTimed someone, used some expletives. Who were you talking to there?
That was Luke Mason on the phone. Someone gave me that, and I saw him on there. It was good to see him.
And you just wanted to, you know, celebrate and yell the F word a few times?
Apologies for the F word.
No, we didn't hear it. We were just lip reading.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, yep. Sorry about that, but no, it was great to see him. Great to see him.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Have you talked to TC?
I haven't. I look forward to it, but, you know, we're going to celebrate as a group tonight, and I'll talk to him, I'm sure, at some point soon.
Okay.
Right behind you, Jenna. Let's go. Yep. Joey Barnes. Go ahead, Joey.
Hey, Joseph. On that late last lap pass, I mean, when Pato got around you going into one, you come out of two able to follow him closely to be able to make that run into three. Was that a byproduct of the cooler track temperature, or were you able to follow that? When did you notice you could follow that closely earlier in the race?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I think we had that confidence for most of the month. It's a byproduct of an excellent race car. I mean, look, I'm not going to take credit for being able to follow that close. If the car can't do it, it can't do it. That's an oval race, and you can't force these things. It's very much a team aspect. And that's why I say I think Indy magnifies that more than anywhere else we go. I mean, you have to have the race car just dialed perfectly to be able to do that stuff. And it has been really fun to drive all month. To Jonathan's point, it's been pretty simple. You know, we've not really stepped outside of our box much. It was very, you know, well orchestrated, and we just tried to hit our points and execute well. So that was a byproduct of a great car.